strain the milk that I bring in. I think that's the first thing. And then the next job
wash
the dishes. Then she makes her bed. And then she sweeps and cleans up, you know.
Mm-hmm. What does she sweep with?
Well, she just uses a broom only maybe once a week. She uses a vacuum cleaner.
What kind of brooms do you have here?
She's got an old straw broom, a manufactured broom. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the broom that's used to clean yourself off with like this?
Well, most people call them whisk brooms.
Mm-hmm. Where does your wife keep the broom?
Well, they're sitting in the corner, behind the door, or anywhere she can hide them.
Good. How about when clothes get dirty?
About what?
Clothes get dirty. What does she do with clothes?
Floors get dirty.
Or clothes.
Oh. Well, she washes them, send them to the cleaner or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the dishes have been washed, then she takes some water and puts over the dishes. What's that?
Rinse.
Uh-huh. What does she wash the dishes with?
She washes them,
I wash my dishes with, anything I've got, mostly detergent, or I'll use some kind of liquid stuff, such as,
Joy, or?
Joy, or anything like that.
Uh-huh. My wife uses Joy. My wife uses Joy. She thinks it does very well.
Yes, I think it's good.
What kind of cloth does she use?
I use both dishcloths.
She buys her dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. What does she dry her dishes with?
She has, I reckon, a hand towel.
Tea towels that I dry with after scalding.
Uh-huh. And, after you take a bath, what do you dry yourself with?
Bath towel.
Good. Now, what's this thing that I can't see your sink that comes out from the sink like this and you turn on and off? What's that called?
Well, no, I just don't
know. I call it the spout. I don't know whether that's the right name or not.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear faucet?
Yes, faucet.
Or spigot?
Well, I guess that's what it'd be.
Either
it'd be
one,
a faucet.
I suppose.
How about on a barrel? What do you call the same thing?
Well, that'd be, I'd know that to be a faucet, you see. Mm-hmm.
Now, when your wife brings in clothes that's been hanging up, what does she bring those clothes in with or by?
Well, they're called either hampers or clothes baskets.
Mm-hmm. When you go to town to get groceries, where are those groceries put?
They're put, the perishables, of course, are put in the refrigerator, in the freezing compartment or cooling compartment or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does the grocer put these, what does he put these in? What does he put the groceries in?
Well, he'll either put them in, depends on the amount of purchase, he'll either put them in a big paper bag or pasteboard, we call it box, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you go get some feed, what's the feed put in? How do you bring that home?
Feed comes in sacks.
And what's the difference between sacks and bags?
Not any.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's burlap bags and there's cloth bags. And,
mm-hmm.
And there's the same two words. Bags or sacks, it's defined the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to town to get a mill, get a great big bunch of flour, how do you bring that flour home?